Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Pony Express.
It never happened. I mean, obviously, I wasn't on my phone. I just looked down because he said that his daughter was extremely sick and he was checking on her. I don't know. I just looked and... he was checking on his daughter. She's sick.
Joel Embiid. On the cell phone fiasco from yesterday's Sixers loss to Brooklyn. My name's Andrew Filippone, and it's the Pony Express coming to you from the Rocket by Mortgage Quick and Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Doing a show this morning that puts my eyes on the television screen in front of me while we chat about a bunch of different things today. It's going to be a chore for me to maintain my focus on the topic at hand because of what's happening at Augusta. And this was not planned. I thought I was going to be able to do this show just fine without having to keep my eyes on the TV. The leaders were supposed to go off at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific today, but because of bad weather, everybody's out there right now. Molinari with a 3-stroke lead. Tiger missing an opportunity at a birdie putt on the par 3-6. So the final group is getting to the back end of the front 9. And Molinari, just with ice water in his veins, seems to be a par or birdie machine. The bogeys just haven't been there, so somebody's going to have to get hot here to run him down. And so that's where we are with the Masters. You can follow us for updates on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. I'm on Twitter at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. Let me address what happened with the cell phone. If you didn't see it, you've probably heard about it by now, either on social media or on any of the halftime shows and highlight shows on TV. And I'm sure when TNT gets on the air later today for the Pacers and Celtics, it will be one of the first things that Charles Barkley and the guys talk about. You've got Amir Johnson, who's a journeyman center, checking his phone on the bench in the middle of the fourth quarter with the Sixers getting their butts kicked at home. And most of the commentary that I've heard so far, most of the feedback I've seen on social media has been very negative. And the Sixers have already come out and fined Johnson for taking a cell phone to the bench with him and then peering at it and looking at it during the game. They've already given out some form of discipline. We're not sure how much money he was fined. He's not going to get suspended for it or anything, but the team has made it known that they feel like that act is unacceptable. But I think more context is needed here. I think there are, in this specific case, there should be an exception made to the rule. And I think any fan out there who's either a Sixers fan who's angry that the team got blown out and a couple of players, including Joel Embiid, were not glued and dialed into the game. They had other things on their mind. They were looking at something else. Even though every fan out there might think when you're on the bench, you have one job, and that's to play and then get yourself mentally prepared to go in and play if you're on the bench. I think anybody out there listening right now, if you follow the story here and get the details of the story, by the end of this conversation, you might feel differently. Because I think it's real easy for old school basketball fan to say, this is an example of why the Sixers are underachievers and are, you know, poorly coached and won't win an NBA championship. But if you get the facts straight, I think if I put myself in Amir Johnson's shoes or Joel Embiid's shoes, I'm doing the same thing. And let me tell you why. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. Embiid said in the press conference that Amir Johnson's daughter was sick. That she was really sick. And so I'm not big on criticizing professional athletes for things that I would do. I don't like to be a hypocrite. If I'm a father and I've got a young daughter and she's really sick, my first instinct is to probably take care of her. She's really under the weather. I want to be by her side. I want to take care of her. That's what parents do. They nurture. They take care of their young. But I've also got a really important job. And I can't just take a personal day to be with my daughter because she's not feeling well. So I've got to go to work. But that doesn't make her feel any better. And so I think as a human being, if I'm at my job, if I'm at work and my daughter is sick, it wouldn't be natural. It would be weird for me to just completely block that out and not think about it. So the game's almost over. We're going to lose. I'm not playing. My daughter isn't feeling well. At that point, I want to see how she's doing. I'm not checking my phone while the coach is giving me instructions during a timeout. I'm not coming off the floor. I'm not getting subbed out and immediately going to my phone to see what's going on. I'm not being disrespectful. Who am I disrespecting by doing this? The fans? The performance on the court was already disrespectful. The game's pretty much lost. It's a very relatable action. I'm a dad. I'm a father. I've got a sick daughter. I'm at work. I can't take care of her, but I want to see how she's doing. And Joel Embiid is Amir Johnson's friend. They've been teammates for 2 years. They've practiced against each other. They've played with each other. They've battled through playoff games together. They've lived with each other on the road. And so I care about him. If I care about him and he checks his phone to see how his sick daughter is doing, again, human nature, your daughter's sick. How is she doing? I don't have a problem with any of that. And the optics of it might look bad. Oh, like, how could you, with your team losing, how could you care or think about anything else? You should be sitting on the bench with a scowl on your face, disgusted, that you're embarrassing yourself at home. And I want to see a player look angry on the bench because that's going to make me, the fan, feel better. I don't think Amir Johnson cares any less about the Sixers. I don't think it shows that his level of interest or his want to or his desire to win is any less because he checks his phone. I think he's just being a good dad. And if you've got an important job and you're at work, you might even work for a company that has a policy that says no cell phones. But on a day when your daughter is sick, I think you're willing to break that rule. And I honestly don't have a problem with that. If the guy's on the bench and he's got his phone out for 5 minutes and you can see that he's scrolling through Twitter or he's checking his Facebook or he's Snapchatting, that's one thing. I don't think checking on a sick daughter is a finable offense. I don't think that's suspension worthy. I don't even think it's worthy of criticism. I think it's a good reason. And I want to know if you agree with me or not. The Sixers are fining a player for checking on a sick daughter during the game. You've got, and look, we don't know for sure how sick she is. But Embiid said his daughter was extremely sick. Amir Johnson, through a statement put out by the team, said, quote, "I apologize to my teammates, the 76ers organization, and the fans for the distraction this has caused." How is it or why is it a distraction? It's not even something worth apologizing for. I think I would want, I would encourage Amir Johnson in that situation to do the same thing. He could have done it at halftime, I guess. I guess he could have left the bench even and checked it, checked his phone, or went into the locker room and checked his phone. I mean, he wasn't playing. He got 0 minutes in the game. There's probably a better time to do it. But the act itself, I have no problem with. And I want to know if you have a problem with it. If you're at work and your kids are sick, do you check on them? If the answer is yes, how do you fine or how do you discipline a player for doing it during a game? It's good parenting, but what, it's bad or it's a lack of professionalism? You tell me which one matters more. I think that's easy. Would you rather be a good dad or a good teammate? I think that's easy. And if, like, in a moment of weakness, you're concerned about your daughter and you check your phone, I don't see how that's an act that you even feel like you need to apologize for. But I want to get your thoughts because I think this is relatable to a lot of us. Parents with sick kids. An NBA player is getting fined for checking on his sick daughter during a game. An NBA player is getting criticized for checking on his sick daughter during a game. Do you have a problem with it? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Put yourself in the player's shoes. Your daughter is sick, but your team has a no cell phone policy. Would you break the rule? I think I would. And that's why I'm not going to call out Amir Johnson like many have. And that's why I think the fine is bogus. The apology is unnecessary. And the team and the players shouldn't criticize Amir Johnson for what he did. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. But I want to hear what America has to say about that. Bad look? Is it the mark of a player who doesn't care? Does it symbolize a team that really doesn't care? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I want you to give me your thoughts on that. Is Tiger Woods moving up the leaderboard? You will find out in 15 minutes. We'll go live to Augusta National. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. It's CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Pony Express.
It's completely unacceptable. And second, we will deal with it internally, I'm sure, very soon.
Suspensions, or...
I can't comment. I only learned it walking down the hallway. I stay with those 2 points, Keith. It is not something that we are about, and I really don't even know. I think all of us should sort of learn a little bit more than maybe certainly I do. But on first glance, you know, it is not something that we are and certainly don't condone, and the club will deal with it.
Sixers coach Brett Brown calling Amir Johnson's decision to whip out a cell phone and check on his sick daughter was, quote, completely unacceptable. The Sixers fined Johnson for checking his phone to see how his daughter was doing. Of all the things that happened in yesterday's Sixers loss to the Nets, that would be very low on my fine totem pole. Ben Simmons' shooting performance would be much higher than that. the effort the Sixers got out of many of their premier players. No shows from stars. I would put that ahead. If I'm Brett Brown, before I come out and rip a guy for checking on his sick daughter, I think I want to look at the mirror and be more critical of the way my team played. How do you find a guy who's being a good dad? I don't think you can have a strict no cell phone policy as a team. Because I think there are rare times when there's something going on in the real world that trumps being a professional athlete. And so we can multitask. We can do two things. I'm watching the Masters while I'm hosting this show. I think Amir Johnson can do his job and at the same time check in on his daughter. That's not offensive behavior. That's not suspendable behavior. That's not finable behavior. And there was an outcry when this happened yesterday that it was the sign or a mark of a team that isn't committed to winning. Goes to show you that basketball isn't first for the Sixers. That explains why they underachieved this year. Please. I can't get on a guy for doing something that, if I were in his situation, I would likely do the same exact thing. Your daughter is sick at home. You can't be there because of work. So what do? You make sure everything's okay. Molinari bogeyed 7. Tiger birdied. So Tiger is one stroke back, but he just had an errant drive at the par 5 eighth. So this is a birdie hole for Tiger. It's a birdie hole for just about everybody on the course, but he might have a hard time getting up and down here. We will go live to Augusta in 5 minutes with a full update. Our telephone number is 855-212-4227, and it's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Here is Anthony in Michigan. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Anthony.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, first off, it's so ironic. I'm headed to work right now, and my son woke up sick today. And I told my wife, as soon as he wakes up again, you know, you take his temperature and you call me and let me know where he's at. I think maybe where Amir Johnson made his mistake, maybe he didn't inform the coach of what was going on with his daughter and to save face, because the coach is looking, you know, kind of dumbfounded. He may have said, we're going to fine him just to, you know, make it look like we're doing something. He may only fine him $1. I would hope if he does, that's all it is. But I will say this.
I'll let you finish your point in a second, Anthony. The fans find out that his daughter was sick, you don't have to save face anymore and fine him. Because I can understand what you're saying. The coach doesn't know the full story. He gets it secondhand that his player was checking a phone. That's all he knows about it. He thinks it's unacceptable. But once the reason gets out, all right, well, then I overreacted and I got it wrong. I thought he was looking at his direct messages. No, he was checking to see if his kid was sick. And I think any reasonable human being with life experiences can attest to what it's like when your kid is sick at home and you don't have control of the situation anymore. And it's hard. And so I don't think it's a finable offense at all, but please continue.
I remember Tiki Barber talking about when fans razz him about certain things, and he used a point about, I'm here and you're in the stands. And I think there may be a certain degree of jealousy, because you cannot allow sport or any job to overtake your responsibilities as a parent.
Yeah.
And my last point will be, I give Amir Johnson credit as a black man in America because we take a lot of heat, but for the preference that we don't take care of our children. So amen to Amir Johnson. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I agree with this point. What, you know, color aside, I have a hard time criticizing somebody who's displaying characteristics of being a good dad. That's being a good father. You know, I think there's a compromise here, right? I can't call off from work. I can't tell my coach and my teammates that I'm not going to be there. I can't let them down. I'm going to be part of a team cause, and we're all going to support each other. But I also have something going on at home. I have an extremely sick daughter. You know, we've seen guys play games when their wife or girlfriend was pregnant, about to go into labor, and they're getting updates. And I've never had a problem with that, because sometimes real life gets in the way of your job. You want to check on things. You know, Florida State had a player, Phil Kofer, whose father passed away during the NCAA tournament. He left the team. You can't criticize a player for that. He didn't let his teammates down. Real life, the real world, got in the way. And once the Sixers got all their information, that's all they needed to say yesterday. They didn't need to make Amir Johnson put out a statement apologizing for what? Apologizing to who? Idiot fans? Larry's in Louisiana. He's on CBS Sports Radio. I want his take on this story. Hi, Larry.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Well, in my opinion, I think the fine is ridiculous. I think making Amir Johnson have to apologize is ridiculous, because fathers need to know what's going on with their kids, especially if their kids are sick. It doesn't matter if it's during the NBA Finals. Your child comes first. So, him checking his phone, it could have been a very important message.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is, before Brett Brown came out for the coach's interview, I'm pretty sure he knew that Amir Johnson was checking his phone because his daughter was sick.
Well, and his comments are deplorable then. His comments are way out of line, if that's the timeline.
Way out of line, because the coaches addressed the team before they even come out to the media.
Right.
So I know he knew that Amir Johnson's daughter was sick, but yet he still want to give them politically correct answers for the media, leading everybody on, not telling everybody what's really going on.
Yeah, Larry, thanks for the call. I think we've evolved, right? I mean, we're no longer Neanderthals who are, you know, I think we're now sensitive. We have an awareness for athletes and their personal lives, and they're people like us. You know, they go through crises and tragedies just like us. And so when that happens, I think you have to be fair to them, and you have to be understanding when their sport or their career might not come first. And this is one of those situations. If I have an extremely sick daughter, I think I'm entitled. I think I deserve to check on her. I think I should have that afforded to me, even if we have a cell phone policy. I think I should have an exception. Because you don't know. There might be an emergency during the game. You know, parenting comes first, but if Amir Johnson was checking his phone to see if his kid did his homework, that would be different. That's frivolous in the grand scheme of things. This is different. And so I think it's a terrible look by the Sixers to fine the player, and I think it's an even worse job by fans who are going to rip a guy for doing something that we should all do, and that's care about our kids when they're sick. 855-212-4CBS. If you disagree with me, let me know. 855-212-4227. I do think there's a Sixers player who deserves criticism today. And I'll tell you who that is, and I'll tell you what for coming up. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. I'm at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet me and give me your comments there.
This is the Pony Express.
The crowd was frustrated. Did you guys hear that? And does that have any effect?
I mean, if you're going to boo, then stay on that side. So I feel if you're a Sixers fan, you're going to boo, stay on that side.
Former number one pick Ben Simmons. That's not how you endear yourself to Philadelphia sports fans, getting on them for boos. That's the one place in America where you are going to quickly find out that you are persona non grata when you start to criticize or critique fan behavior. Philly sports fans are ruthless. They demand a lot out of their teams and their athletes. They're more hardcore than a lot of places, than almost everywhere. And they really do not appreciate when their own players get on them for that. Like, when you're Ben Simmons and you missed a year, and frankly, you have not really lived up to expectations yet, and you're coming off a bad game, not a wise idea to start getting on fans for their lack of appreciation, let's say, for the way the team is playing. If the shoe's on the other foot and Brooklyn Nets fans are getting on the Nets for getting blown out at home in the playoffs, now that would be odd because Brooklyn's a team of journeymen playing with house money with no expectations. The Sixers are good enough to be in the NBA Finals. On paper, they're more talented than Milwaukee. On paper, they're more talented than Boston. After the trades, Butler and Harris, their team, their top six or seven players are better than anybody else in the East. So you give this kind of desultory, you languish at home in Philly. You should hear it. And I think Philly fans take it way too far sometimes, but they didn't yesterday. They booed Bryce Harper after his second strikeout. They don't have a lot of tolerance and patience. They had to trust the friggin' process in Philly and watch 60 lost teams. They had to endure seasons where they won like 12 or 13 games. So this is supposed to be the payoff, and you're getting beat at home by the Nets? You're letting Joe Harris and LeVert and Allen and some guy from Latvia come in here and beat you? And not just beat you, spank you. Like, that to me is a worse sign than what Amir Johnson did. Throwing it back on fans is worse than a guy checking his phone because his daughter's sick at home. If anybody on the Sixers needed to put out an apology last night, it was Ben Simmons. Hey, look, I was frustrated after the game. I played like crap. We sucked. I'm sorry. You fans are great. I love you guys. I love playing here. You want to get yourself run out of Philadelphia? That's one way to do it. You want to have the team turn on you? That's a way to do it. Criticize them for booing when you deserve it. We're talking about the Sixers and this ridiculous fine that was given to Amir Johnson for checking his phone during a game. The Sixers were down double digits in the fourth quarter. He had his phone on the bench. He checked it because his daughter was extremely sick at home. And his coach ripped him for it, called it completely unacceptable, and they forced the player to put out an apology last night, forced the player to apologize for being a distraction. Is it a sin to check your phone when your daughter is sick? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. The show is called The Pony Express here on CBS Sports Radio. In 15 minutes, we'll go to Augusta National and get an update. Tiger Woods has birdied back-to-back holes. He's in the fairway right now on the ninth hole. He has a shot into the green as he looks for his third straight birdie. So we will keep you clued into what's going on there. He has a stroke off the lead. Molinari's at 13 under. Tiger's at 12. Here is Steve in Virginia. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Andrew? Thank you for the call. Two quick points. One, if the coach did not know, I think that's reflective of the player's lack of faith in his leadership. So I'll start there. And looking at the situation, I think back when a reporter was trying to intimate a bad thing about Bruce Smith and how Marv Levy stepped up and told that reporter, no, we're not going to have that. I watched that same type of guts with Popovich, Steve Kerr, Larry Brown, and John Thompson when they were dealing with Allen Iverson. And I think when folks wonder why players don't have allegiance to a particular team, they should look at situations just like this. This coach should have been aware in advance if his players had faith in him, and he should be the one stepping up to the podium defending his player instead of throwing him under the bus.
If it's Greg Popovich or Steve Kerr, and they find out that one of their bench players has a sick kid, I think they're letting the player check his phone during the game, or at least
Absolutely.
Get reports from somebody. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. It's the compassionate thing to do.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for calling in.
And it's the leadership thing to do.
Right, and I'm not. I don't think that it's disrespectful to the coach. Let me make that clear. I don't think if Amir Johnson had a more authoritative coach, he would feel like, you know, it was out of line to check his phone. Because again, what are you first? Are you a father or a basketball player? And you're trying to find a middle ground here. You're trying to find something in the middle. Here's Eric in New Jersey on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
My point of view on this thing is I think it's on Amir Johnson to communicate with his coach. And I kind of agree with Steve, previous caller, saying he kind of lacks a little bit of confidence or, you know, I don't know, like ability to go to him and tell him, hey, I got this going on. Do you mind if.
Okay,
I,
so right. Okay, so
you
right.
You know what I mean?
But,
like,
okay, yeah, he broke a rule. But once you find out why he did it, is any discipline necessary?
I'm a coach and a teacher at an urban area, so the biggest thing for me, I don't like my kids have tough home lives. They always communicate to me that something's happening at home. Hey, I might not be at practice, I might not be in a game. Also, Amir Johnson was inactive yesterday. Like he did not play in the game.
No. Coach's decision. He was dressed, but he didn't play.
I thought they said on the broadcast that he was inactive, like he wasn't.
He was in warm-ups. He's there. He's not in street clothes. He was sitting next to Embiid on the bench.
All right. Yeah. But, I mean, I just think he should have communicated, or that's just something about Brett Brown that.
All right. Thank you for listening. I'm not. Okay. So, yeah, thank you for listening. I'm not going to kill Amir Johnson. If he thought, you know what, he's probably not going to let me have my phone. So even though there are cameras everywhere, I'm going to try to sneak my phone and look at it during the game and deal with the consequences later. Because, again, I could see myself doing that. I could see myself saying, you know what, knowing this guy, he might say no. I don't even want to risk that. My daughter's extremely sick. I want to keep tabs on her, whether the coach gives me permission or not. That's what I would do. Here's Hawk in Florida on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Hawk.
Sure.
Hi there.
Yes, sir. I think the coach is the one who should apologize. I mean, after he found out what the situation is, I'm sorry. I flew off the handle, and you know, it's understandable. End of story.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not a dad yet, so I can't make a comment that might come with the weight or the clout that a parent of a young daughter, like, who's living that situation right now, who can really empathize with Amir Johnson, who knows what it's like, that kind of miserable feeling you probably have when you have a daughter who's sick and you can't do anything about it, and they're in pain, they don't feel well, and there's a hopelessness or a helplessness that comes with it, because given your line of work, your job, your responsibilities, you can't stay with them and take care of them. And that's got to suck. And I would, if anything, I think I would want to tell Amir Johnson that I'm proud of him if I'm the coach. You know, sports is big business, and it's a professional thing, and we're not into, you know, glorifying or, you know, congratulating guys for things that don't translate into wins and championships. But I would be very appreciative of having a player on my team who did not lose sight of what's important in life. And this, to me, is one of those moments where, yeah, like, we start our road to a championship today, but I've got other stuff going on. If Johnson had said, "Coach, I can't be there today because my daughter's in the hospital," would anybody say that Amir Johnson's a bad teammate? I wouldn't. So the fact that he gutted it out and showed up for his team, I think, is admirable. But instead, he had to apologize and pay a fine, which is a joke. All right. Coming up next, day two of the NBA playoffs gets going in about an hour. This is a day for challengers, right? Teams that are contenders. Teams with a chance of knocking off the Warriors. We'll debate all of that next. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.